Parshas Emor, Chelek Yud Beis. In Parshas Emor, Perek Chav Gimel Pasuk Tesvov, we learn the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. The Torah reads, Usfartem lochem mimachras haShabbos, miyoyim heviachem es Omer hatnufa. From the day following the rest day, the day on which the Korban Omer was brought, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tihiena. You should count for yourselves 7 full weeks. The words in the Pasuk Mimachras HaShabbos, following the day of Shabbos, are the subject of much discussion among the commentaries. Mimachras HaShabbos would sound like we're talking about Sunday, the day after Shabbos. But in Rashi and in the Talmud, it's explained to mean that Mimachras HaShabbos refers to Yom Tov, or HaShabbos refers to Yom Tov, the 15th of Sivan, which would make Mimachras HaShabbos the day after Yom Tov, the 16th of Sivan. In this Sicha, the Rebbe discusses the spiritual Maila of Sheva Shabbosos being a Sunday-to-Sunday experience, not halachically, but mystically. The Rebbe begins the Sicha with a surprising medrash from Koheles Rabbah, which says, regarding our verse, Tani Reb Chia says, Ksiv, the Torah instructs, Sheva Shabbosos Tihiena, that there should be a time span of 7 whole weeks. Amosai, so when are these weeks whole? Bizman she'en Yeshua v'shechnaya b'nehem, when Yeshua and Shechnaya are not between them. Which means, says the Rekeach in the Sefer Ma'aseh Kehuna, that when Rosh Chodesh Nisan is on Shabbos, and thus we start the Sfira count on a Sunday or a Matzah Shabbos or Le Sunday, because Pesach too began on Shabbos, you've got a real complement of 7 weeks, a full 7 weeks, like a week, says the Rekeach, was full at creation. Who were this Yeshua and Shechnaya? They were two priestly families whose mishmores, rotations in the Beis HaMikdash, were never in the week between Pesach and Shavuos, when a count would begin dafka on a Matzah Shabbos. So says the Rekeach, these names are a simon neket, just symbolic of a time frame, that when Mimachras HaShabbos is a Sunday, and that's the sun, and that is when you get Tmimais, these names serve as a symbol for that kind of situation and that kind of year. We really need to understand this, says the Rebbe. All commentaries agree that we aren't talking about a complete week. All agree that Mimachras HaShabbos is the day after Yom Tov. In other words, whatever day of the week Yom Tov would begin, the day that determines when we start counting is the day after the first day of Yom Tov. The Baisusim, who were a sect amongst the Jewish people, the students of Baisos, who rejected the oral Torah, they interpreted Mimachras HaShabbos as no matter when Yom Tov began, Sfira count would only begin on a Matzah Shabbos. But we don't hold that way, or Paskin that way. And therefore we understand that the Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, the words that follow Mimachras HaShabbos, means our count is 7 complete weeks, beginning with an evening count, so that there really is the full complement of days of Sfira. So how does the Medrash say, and how can we possibly explain, that the only way these weeks are whole, according to the Medrash, is when Pesach begins on a Shabbos, and we start counting on a Sunday or Matzah Shabbos, making this a count of 7 days by 7 weeks, a week being a week like the week that Hashem created the world with. This isn't the way the Pasuk is understood. What is also very unusual is the way in which the Medrash explains this idea of Tmimais, saying if Yeshua and Shechnaya are not between them, these are Tmimais. Why isn't the Medrash clear and direct? Why does the Medrash use a simon? And why this simon? Which can only really be understood after one understands the 24 Mishmaris of the priestly families, which, by the way, was established by Shmuel and David many, many generations after we began the mitzvah of counting the Omer. This, says the Rebbe, is not halachically, but conceptually, a unique idea being taught by the Medrash in a way that we understand when Tmimais begins with actual Mimachras HaShabbos. And therefore, when the Medrash asks, Amosai, when are they whole, and answers, when the weeks are weeks like the weeks of creation, we aren't really talking about the counting of the Omer literally. On expanding on this Medrash, it allows us to understand the very root of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in a deeper way. When the counting goes according to the order of Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, of the 6 days of creation, the seven Shabbosos of Sfiras HaOmer are tmimais, complete, not just in a practical way, but in an immanent and pnimistic way, more imminent than on another year when the count does not happen in this format, but rather begins on any other day of a week, or on the 16th of the month, which is any other day of the week. Therefore, the Medrash doesn't say that the weeks are tmimais when Pesach begins on Shabbos, because the tmimais the Medrash is talking about isn't about the day the count begins, it's about an inner dimension of tmimais. Therefore, the Medrash only alludes to the idea of Shabbos with a hint, so that we don't misunderstand and think the Medrash is suggesting that tmimais only happens when Pesach chol b'Shabbos. Something else is going on here. What is this unique tmimais? The Medrash Rabba on our Parsha discusses yet another idea of tmimais. Tani Reb Chia says, Sheva Shabbosos Tmimais Tihiyena Eimosai, 7 whole weeks are whole when? Bizman SheYisrael Oisin Ritzonei Shel Mokim, when Bnei Yisrael do the will of their Creator. The Tzemach Tzedek explains that these two Midrashic statements are actually connected. The value of Tmimais that happens organically on a year when Pesach begins on Shabbos and the Omer count begins on Sunday can also be experienced in the years when Pesach doesn't begin on Shabbos, but the Avodah of the Jew is such that Oisin Ritzonei Shel Mokim. Since this value of Tmimais can be achieved by doing the Ratzon of Hashem, we need to understand what Oisin Ritzonei Shel Mokim really, really means. The Rebbe explains as follows. The Gemara teaches that when we read the Pasuk in the second chapter of the Shema, V'yasafta digonecha, you will gather your grain, it is a reference to a time when the Jew is not fulfilling the will of God, which sounds strange. This bracha of gathering your grain follows the words, V'hoya im shamoya tishmu, and if you will listen well to my commands, and you will serve with all your heart and all your soul. How, then, do the words, V'yasafta digonecha, and you will gather your grain, not talk about a time when we are fulfilling God's purpose or God's ratzon? The Alter Rebbe explains this saying that the V'yasafta digonecha, The fact that you will have to collect your own grain does not follow the experience of loving God b'chol ma'idecha, with all your might, with all your being. In the first chapter of Shema, we say, V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'v'chol ma'idecha. And love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. But in the second chapter, we say only, Li'avas Hashem Elokechem b'chol levavchem, u'v'chol nafshechem, without the ma'id shalachem, without your might involved in the process, without feeling Eibishter in your gufnius. It's not a word, it's my word. In other words, not feeling God in a spiritual, touchy-feely way or in an inspiring, spirited way, but literally as though he walks with you where you walk, talks with you when you talk, rises with you. Without this aveda of doing, Ritzonai shel Elokim, shel Makim, is not happening. Let me repeat that. Without this b'chol ma'idecha, the aveda of doing Ritzonai shel Makim is not happening, says the Alter Rebbe. To understand the connection between Eisin Ritzonai shel Makim, doing the will of God, in connection and only through b'chol ma'idecha, with all your might, we need to understand this name of God, Makim or Hamakim. The name Hamakim references God as he is relevant to and in relation to world. For Makim, space is a feature of world, and God's immanence in this world, the Or HaMemale Kol Almin, the immanent light in all worlds, enclosed within limited worlds, is the name Makim. But Ritzonai Shel Makim speaks not of immanence, but of transcendence of world limitation and definition. And thus, the drawing down of this transcendent godliness requires the love of complete might, with complete involvement of self, where self is of God, where man too can be unlimited. The light of Seviv, which is the light of God's Ratzin, will, constantly affects all worlds to vivify them, Me'ayin Liyesh, from nothingness to existence and life. And the sense and experience of life is an experience of the Or Mimala, the immanent light. But the level of Ratzin, will, does not illuminate within the world. It remains transcendent and concealed. Only through the Ahava b'chol ma'idecha, love with all one's might, can one draw down a revealed will in this world. If I may, I'd like to suggest that this, in our current climate, is our greatest challenge. We find ourselves asking over and over, but what does he want? What does the Eibishter want? It would seem that we are making forays into this, dissolving ego for unity. And the Rebbe answers this very question. This unique connection between Eisin Ritzonai Shel Makim, in other words, B'chol Ma'idecha, and the mitzvah of counting the Omer that activates the Tmimais, can be understood via a Chassidic Birur, a Chassidic explanation on the nature of the Karban Omer. The Omer sacrifice was a new grain offering of a specific biblical proportion and measurement. On the second day of Pesach, a lamb was sacrificed together with an Omer of barley, taken from the first harvest of the land of Israel. Usually when a grain offering was brought, it was a wheat offering. But in the case of the Omer, it was a measure of barley. Barley was a grain considered usable or suitable for use as animal fodder. Offering up this wave offering and burning a handful of this barley that had been mixed with oil and turned into meal was symbolic of beginning a process of refining man's animal drive and nature. For the next 48 days, one takes the opportunity, lispor, to count or to brighten or polish the midas, the character traits that have fallen victim to man's ego. The energy to do this work comes from a place that transcends limitations. It's the work of Bechol Moedecha. It requires a commitment of all of you and beyond where you think you can go. The power for this process of refinement comes from beyond Hishtalshelus, from a divine light that is beyond immanence, beyond limitation. And so the wholeness that results from this effort on man's part is a revelation of Ritzonei Shel Makim, the ability to draw down into this makim, this place of limitation, of immanent light, the transcendent light of Ratzin, so much so that one's basis nature is impacted. Accordingly, says the Rebbe, we can understand why the Medrash posits that tmimais, full weeks, could be achieved only when the count, the process of refinement, followed the order of the creation of time. Time is generally divisible into three categories of weekdays, days of the month, and days of the year. There's a difference, though, between the scope of weekdays and the scope of the days of a month or a year. Days of the month and of the year are physically differentiated from one another. Days of the month are differentiated by the light of the moon as it waxes at the beginning of the month and wanes into oblivion after achieving fullness in the middle of the month. The days of the year are differentiated by four seasons, and in the fact that one day of the year is just nothing like another. Days of the week, however, run one into another with really no obvious difference. Generally, the difference between a week and a month or year is that a month is determined as the first month of the year, the second, and years too have a determined number attached. But a week isn't considered in this way. Why this is so is based upon the fact that every year has a different chayus, a different life force, and dynamic energy bestowed upon it, different to the year before. And so too, with a month that is blessed anew with a reappearance of the moon. A week, however, does not change in dynamic energy from week to week. The time span of a week, a year, and a year are also dynamic in that they are fuller. The time span of a month and a year are also dynamic in that there are fuller and shorter months and fuller and shorter years, leap years and common years. But the days of the week have no flux at all. This distinction between a week and months or years represents an experience of consistency. A week has consistency that comes round week after week. And there is no change. The divine light that energizes a week is consistent and beyond modulation. So when a sphira count begins, as described in the Medrash that the Rebbe presents in the beginning of the Sicha on Sunday, or Matzah Shabbos, Mimachras HaShabbos, on a year when Pesach actually begins on Shabbos, and the count begins on Sunday, or LeSunday, in other words, on Matzah Shabbos, we have seven full measures of consistent light, Sheva Shabbosais Tmimais, the consistent light of the order of days, like the order of Sheishas Yimei Breishas, the days of creation. This divine light beyond change merged with fixed time. Bli Gvul merged with Gvul, with creation, in an organic and automatic fashion. So the Tmimais of a year like that occurs without our effort of Bechol Moedecha, because it's imprinted with the already impactful light of Bli Gvul and Gvul. The Tmimais of a year when we begin a count on day 16 of the month, no matter the day of the week, happens only through the work of Bechol Moedecha. As this sicha was said by the Rebbe, in a year in which Pesach began on Shabbos, the Rebbe says, accordingly we can understand the Medrash symbolizing the time of these 7 weeks as Yeshua v'shachnea b'neihem. This symbol speaks to the bond of Bli Gvul and Gvul, unlimited divine light and imminent divine light. The name Yeshua symbolizes the word Yoshiacha, and the name Shachnaya, the word V'shachanti. Chassidus teaches regarding divine revelation that Yeshua is the term that represents the idea Vayesha Hashem el Hevel ve'el menuchasei. When Hevel brought his carbon to Hashem from the choicest of his flocks, Hashem paid heed to Hevel and to his offering. Chassidus looks at the beginning of this pasuk, which starts with the words Behevel hevi gam hu mibchir tzoynoi, and explains the words gam hu, which could be translated as also he brought, also after Cain, but explains gam hu to mean gam hu, he also brought himself, he brought his ma'idecha, and thereby drew down an Or Ein Sof that transcends all divine influence of the highest of all worlds, the world of Atzilus, and beyond any Hishtalshulus, the Bli Gvul, manifest in Gvul. Shachanti, symbolized in the name Shachnaya, is rooted in the word Shachin or Shechina, the resting and enclosed immanent godliness experienced in all worlds. Thus, Yeshua and Shechnaya brought together would represent the Bli Gvul and the Gvul, and one manifest in the other. In other words, Ritzoinai Yisbarach, God's transcendent divine will, manifest in Mokim, in worlds. And the Rebbe concludes, the intention of the Medrash was to explain that in a year of Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos, beginning in the Seder, in the order of Sheshes Yimei Breishis, with a consistency of an unchanging Gilui Or, a transcendent Or representing Ratzon Hashem, such a year does not require the Aveda of Yeshua and Shechnaya, because in a year when Pesach begins Shabbos, the Aveda of the Omer, working with our Ma'od, transforming our Gufnius, that is a transformation to Tmimais, wholeness, that occurs in such a year on its own.